This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Fry me, vocal fry, and let me yoink among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas, harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me, vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac, Jack. Wally Cox's Efing and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
He's all yodeling whistler, for he sings a yodel song, and you think he has a whistle in his throat. All the grown-ups throw him pennies and the children tag along just to hear him laugh or imitate a goat. Bang! Or a chicken, or a bluebird. He's a happy sort of clown with an old guitar on his shoulder. He goes from town to town. He spreads a happy feeling and sets the dancers reeling. With a yodel like a church bell's chime. Yodel, and the whistle bright as polka time. He will start your heart to swing and sway. Then the yodeling whistler goes his way. Friendly with the children and to every dog in town that comes running when they see his funny hat. If he knows you're feeling lonesome or he sees you with a frown, you may find him make-believing he's a cat. Meow! Or a chick, or a bluebird. And he's loved by one and all, for there's only one thing as happy, the clock upon the wall. He spreads a happy feeling and sets the dancers reeling. With a yodel like a church bell's chime. Yodel, and a whistle bright as polka time. Start your heart to swing and sway. Then the yodeling whistler goes his way.
tuuba näjä sukkoja no palishoi. Bolle sheinu koja du bola sukkoja lashino. Boja tui kisu lai kolei na sukko. Mona da kisu lai duisi lai na yonno to.
Good evening, and welcome to this week's episode of Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I am Dan Boda with you here until 9 o'clock, every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. It becomes time to explore all of recorded music for evidence that can help us answer the question of what is the weirdest sound people make with their voices. Tonight we're starting off our quest with a focus on whistling and yodeling. Harry Lieben here in the background, twistling from his Innovation in Vocalization album. We heard Sonja Morgenegg with the whistle song before this. She's an extraordinary yodeler, and that's from her album Friendship. Ronnie Rinalde, I believe he's Dutch. I should look that up. The Yodeling Whistler, kind of a novelty single. Of course, these days, we don't like it when a man who wanders from town to town gets too much attention from the children. But, you know, I guess that was sort of a very wholesome thing. I don't know. It feels like the Pied Piper of Hamelin is sort of lurking there in the background. Anyhow, more great whistling and some other things accompanying it in the wings, and I will be back with you in a little bit. You can check out the playlist at wfmu.org and join the comments board there if you want to say hey.
Nonchalant, that's what she needed to be. She must show nonchalance. What was done, it needed to be done. It was necessary. Fire flares crack and fill the sky, rising like ascending stars. Fireworks seen from the window of a plane are just little bubbles of coloured fizz from up there. In the higher air. So that's how it is, how it must be, how it must appear down here. There is no time that is not transitional. Water seeps deep like secrets. Water holds memories like her tears. She must walk away from here. Nonchalantly, as she walks away, she whistles.
Thank you.
You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. We've been listening to a bunch of yodeling and whistling in our never-ending quest to listen to as much weird and wondrous vocal music as we can. We count whistling because it's done with the mouth, but it's debatable, I suppose. But not here. This is a debate-free zone where I have dictated what will be a vocal technique and what won't be. We heard Margaret McKee there, an amazing whistler, the queen of whistlers. Those are recordings. It's a collection of recordings made between 1920 and 1929. So during the 20s, there was a huge adoration of whistling as a sort of musical performance. There were whistlers that roamed the land whistling away at the massive blocks of time that people had to waste that needed whistling. That was put together by Ian Nagoski at Canary Records from a number of 78s of Margaret McKee's music, and that was The Whistler and His Dog. And it was kind of a bravura performance. Is that the right way to say that? Bravura. Anyway, another whistling collection from Canary Records we heard from before that, also from the 20s, with some earlier tracks as well, going back to like 1917 and one track from even earlier. It's called Siffluses or Siffluse. I don't know. Whistlers in French. Professional women whistlers on discs. It's a collection of a bunch of different singers or whistlers. We heard Sybil Sanderson Fagan, another amazing, very accomplished whistler. We heard her doing Whistling Rufus. And we heard, before that, we heard The Whistling Song from Julie Tippetts and Martin Archer. Julie Tippetts took her last name from Keith Tippetts. They are married. She was formerly known as Julie Driscoll. You can find some of her music under that. And she kind of had a pop and movie career in the 60s in Britain. I think was pretty well known and has been making really uncompromising music for many years. A lot of it with Martin Archer, some of it with Maggie Nichols. She works with a lot of different people, kind of in the jazz idiom. Whistling song from her album with Martin Archer called Vestigium on Discus Music, which Martin runs. We heard Harry Lieben, I mentioned to you last time that we talked, that we were listening to him in the background doing Twistling. And this is Faye Victor's Sound Noise Funk in the background. Faye Victor, she is an amazing New York-based jazz vocalist and had a number of records come out during the pandemic, and this was one, Wet Robots on ESP Disc. We're hearing whistling on a skateboard. Not a skateboard, but a skateboard. Hey, there's live music coming up on this program. We've had a couple guests in the last few weeks. We were originally scheduled to have Charmaine Lee come in tonight. Unfortunately, she's had to reschedule that because of a conflict with a family emergency that arose. So our thoughts go out to her, and very excited that she will still be coming in on the 12th of May, Tuesday, May 12th. Charmaine Lee will be here live on this program. Meanwhile, next Tuesday, April 28th, Time Trout will be here. It's Viv Coringham is the improvising vocalist in the group, and they play kind of improvised, like put together in the moment rock and roll, I guess, rock, I would call it. Dave Mandel, our own host of It's Complicated on Monday nights, a prog rock show crammed into an hour. Fabulous idea. Dave is a great DJ and has been involved with WFMU for many years. He is the bass player in the band, and they have guitar and saxophonists rounding out the quartet. So Time Trout, very great group. And you can, they have one album out on Otoroku, the label associated with Cafe Oto in London. So really excited about that. And then I wanted to let you know that Lowest Common Denominator, our print program guide and magazine, is back. And we have call for submissions for issue number 31. We're accepting submissions. It's going to come out this summer, and we're accepting submissions until Friday, May 15th. So the deadline is coming up in a couple of weeks. There is no particular theme. It's free form. We're looking for visual work like comics, illustration, collage, photography, design, etc. Submitting one page or a partial page is preferred. And written submissions can be up to 350 words, so short written pieces are also welcome. The deadline, once again, Friday, May 15th. You can submit your work at wfmu.org/lcd or email lcd@wfmu.org. And while you're getting ready to do that, let's listen to some throat singing. Warning.
Thank you.
Music here on Vocal Fry from Kutz Kalina, a yodeler and singer from Switzerland. Gorgeous piece called Resistance Day from her new-ish record called My Favorite Spells. We heard the Paramount Jubilee Singers before Kutz Kalina, an old, very scratchy record. We heard them performing When the Saints Come Marching In, some really great bass singing in that. Those Jubilee Singers, you know, one of the sort of like a pre-barbershop, if I understand it correctly. And that's from a collection called Red River Valley, put out by The Sound of Shellac, a label out of Norway that collects early American recordings. We heard the song 60 White Horses from Equus. Their record is called Tailwind Home, self-released. And that band includes an artist I've occasionally played here on the show called Buku, B-U-K-H-U. He is has been living in Australia for, I think he grew up in Australia, but is of Chinese and Mongolian ethnicity, and does Mongolian-style throat singing. And then we also heard throat singing from Errington de Dioniso and Ruli Shabara, who is one of the members of Senyawa from Indonesia. So Errington and Ruli have worked together a bunch, and Senyawa has collaborated with Errington as well. El Progo Improvisations is the name of the record. It's just a bunch of pieces named that with a number. We heard number two. You can find that on Errington's Bandcamp page, Elo Progo Improvisations. And speaking of improvisations, here is some jazz scat from a young vocalist named Ruby Puccillo.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Ravi Padmanabha and Alex Glenfield. Ravi is the percussionist and Alex doing the throat singing here and playing trumpet as well. The two of them have put a couple of records out. This is Shakedown Spirit from their album Time Capsule. We heard Phantom Josepha before this. Really amazing piece, some just fabulous screams. And they're in French, so they're just that much better. They have this, like, je ne sais quoi about them, you know? They're, like, they're just, they hit so much harder. Take One was the name of the song from Le Telescope de l'Amour. Ruby Puccillo at the beginning of that set with Jonathan Paik, Tony Golden, and Quentin Kane doing Boy / Man, a sort of classic jazz scat piece. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to Vocal Fry this week. I'll be back with you next week. Jim the Poet is here for Kendraplex tonight. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so honored to share the stage tonight with this special guest. Will you give it up for the legendary David Byrne?